Jonathan, you look like a whole new man with that birthday you just had.
Hey.
Yep, I'm entirely different now. I'm not the same person. Everything changed.
Whoa.
That's like the opposite of like every birthday I've ever heard ever.
Yeah, I know, right? I'm the special one.
Right? He is the last millennial. So.
He just continues to grow in power as he gets older. Yes.
Turns out I was the main character.
And every birthday is an anniversary episode.
Yes.
Except the audience hates it because it's always a clip show.
Remember when?
It shows me just filling up gas.
Jake likes to edit radio, so that'd be fun, just going from previous episodes.
Oh my gosh.
I'm just doing a top show.
I'm not doing that, so everyone at home listening, just imagine that I edited in previous episodes of John's Funny Biz.
All John's funniest moments. It's going to be about 5 seconds long.
No, I was going to say it's going to be every single episode.
Right, right.
Am I listening to the whole series again?
Very flattering.
Let's start
flattering.
From the beginning.
Let me tell you, though, being 28 is... I was lying. It's completely the same. I feel like the exact piece of shit I was yesterday. So, to make myself feel better, I got a cat.
God, I forgot about that, y'all.
Yay!
You gotta work on that self-deprecation.
What?
I'm gonna let Kelly go.
You gotta work on that self-deprecation.
Nah, it's good.
Jonathan, don't you ever talk about my friend like that.
I think it's perfectly fine.
Every morning I
wake up and just whip myself in the front of the mirror.
No, stop that. Let me bring it back happier. What are some fun birthdays that you guys have had? Were you guys like went out somewhere, or did you do some? Did you take a trip?
Oh, I never had a birthday.
Tim just doesn't age.
He just
doesn't have birthdays.
Tim's a vampire.
I mean, unfortunately, my birthday, being a member of a giant family and you have birthdays like every other week. It's like we had joint cakes. Like we would wait for like 3 or 4 siblings to have birthdays in like a month, and then we would just have one cake.
That is true. I realized talking to this crowd that I grew up an only child, so maybe it's a little different. But
yeah, I was about to say, Jake. I was like same with my family. Like pretty much, we just started just sharing birthday times, and then it just turned into like a cookout, and that's it.
Mm.
So
yeah,
that's fair, which is fine. It's just that we never really had personalized birthday stuff. I think when I was a lot younger, we may have had like a pool trip, like when we just went to the county pool.
Oh yeah, those are fun. Those are cool.
It's always fun.
Yeah,
but I mean that was also like when I was like 7. So
right, yeah. I will say that I got lucky because Hannah's birthday is 9 days before mine. So every year we're just like, what do we want to do for our birthday? And we do something just cool. Like nice. Every single year, because it's for our birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did this sneaky thing where me and my wife are getting married. And they're like, when do you want to do it? I was like, we could do it in September, maybe the 4th. So I never forget it, because it's 2 days before my birthday.
Oh, actually, now I'm thinking about it. Recently being a couple of years ago, my girlfriend took me to the wolf sanctuary in PA, so that was fun.
Oh, that's cool. That's so awesome.
That's so perfect
that
for you.
Cool.
Yeah, it took me a minute. I was like, oh yeah, that's right. That was on my birthday. God,
did they instantly run up to you and accept you as a member of the pack because they smelt the absolute animal that you are?
and then
Mark transformed into the lycanthrope that he is.
I wish.
Is that why we never record on full moons?
So, all right, cut it.
All right, the sniper's getting on Tim right now.
Wait,
they can't know.
This is now the movie Underworld, and there's also syndicates going around now of vampires and werewolves, and Tim is going to be taken out.
So my most memorable birthday, this is just the one that comes off the top of my dome,
mm-hmm.
is... my mom typically made me a cake, so pretty blessed there. Hashtag blessed. And my birthday present, she's like, okay, I can give you this. And she pulls out a Game Boy Advance. She's like, or you can wait 2 months and get the Game Boy Advance SP when it comes out. She's like, the choice is yours. Like, you can have this now, mm-hmm. or you can get the SP in 2 months. And she's like, I just thought I'd let you know because, you know, I want you to make sure you get to choose what you want in case you wanted the newer one that came out. And I was like, But then once I found out that the SP had the backlit screen,
yep.
mm-hmm. I was like, Mom, take that right back to the store.
Yep.
And guess
what?
You just
grabbed it right out of her hands and threw it in the garbage.
We've been inseparable ever since.
He is holding it up right now on
this
his camera.
Yeah, my Game Boy Advance SP. Still have it to this day.
I could genuinely run up to my room right now and grab mine. So me and Tim grew up together. We were childhood friends.
Yeah.
And I actually had another birthday. It was like in our friend group, we were all waiting for everybody to get the SP.
Mm-hmm.
And you would just wait for your birthday. And then every single sleepover we had from then on out, we were all just playing Pokemon.
Yep.
It was... It's an indelible part of my childhood.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. So wait, what game do you have in there right now, Tim?
Right now I have Pokemon Leaf Green.
Oh, very cool. Nice.
Yeah.
Shoot, what's the...
I have Fire Red in mind right now.
Look at him. Look at Kel.
I have a... Right now in mine was a Mario game. It was a Mario Luigi game. The one about the beans.
Mario and Luigi Superstar Saga.
That's it. That's what I got.
So good.
Tim came out fast. Right?
So good. I love that game.
That was an epic SP game.
Yeah.
Wasn't that like a turn-based one?
Yeah. Super weird story.
What's the mechanic of the whole game? Standing on top of each other.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. That's right. I forgot about that.
Whole game, that's the mechanic.
Yep. That's the mechanic. Oh, man. Kel, do you have a birthday thing you can talk about? Otherwise, we'll move on to mine.
Why? Why do you have to go last? Anyway, my birthday is August 26th, so it was basically always the first day of school.
Aww,
and my brother's is June 4th, which was almost always the last day of school. So his birthdays at the end of the school year were always awesome because there was no more school left to do and everybody would just like goof off. When I had my birthday, I was meeting new people and it had teachers who didn't care.
Aww.
That's so sad.
So
wow.
Yeah.
We got two sad birthdays, Kelly and
John.
Are
you sure you're not a character in a Mark Twain story?
My birthday is always on the first day of school, and every time, every school year, I didn't have anyone to tell me happy birthday. And even if they did, they didn't care.
Well, happy belated birthday, because it was not
that
long ago.
Take the syllabus, kid.
Yeah, right.
See, even there, Jake tried to wish me happy birthday, and John tried to throw school at me.
I know, it was really, like, the story of your life, Gil.
You're just delving up all of my grade school trauma around my birthday.
At least that was the nice one of the scenario.
Wait, so Kelly, is that why when I saw you on your birthday and I pulled a pen out of my pocket, you kind of flinched and I saw a bead of sweat drip down your face?
Just immediately took a swing for him.
Yeah, I spent that night crying myself to sleep.
Wow. I fully take partial responsibility for that.
Well, alright, Jake, you gotta bring us home with some happy memories. Let's go.
I think it was my 22nd birthday that all of us went to Medieval Times.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Maybe it was my 21st. My 21st or 22nd. All I remember is that I was really fucking drunk, and it was amazing.
That's how things should go at Medieval Times.
No, it was great. We had, I remember that it was me and like 10 of my friends or something like that. Like, it was a whole crowd of us. And then the group in, I don't remember, were we the Black Knight that time? I don't know what night we were, but I remember just having an absolute blast that time, and it was incredible. And then the best part was that we made Kelly drive us home, so I didn't have to worry about anything.
What he didn't also say is that he went onto the grounds of medieval times and challenged one of the knights to combat because he was so drunk.
That would have been a way cooler scenario. I was just extremely drunk.
You would have pointed the sword at the king and said, "You are no king. You're false."
And they would play along take with over it, being this like, land. Ah, it's this guy's birthday, let him do it. And then you actually shove the broadsword right to the man's chest. Like, ah!
The dull broadsword.
That's just how much strength you have, Jake.
Sorry, Jake, you are now the king of medieval times.
Heck yeah.
Basically what happened to Caden Kellyan.
That's true. That's true. Yeah, if that happened, me and Kate and Kaylee would have things in common.
The accidental god of medieval times.
You know who one person isn't going to have another birthday, and that's Hazel.
Oh yeah.
is my phantasmal nightmare my birthday?
Yes. Your phantasmal nightmare will be
standing up in front of the class, being like, "Hi, I'm Hazel, and today is my birthday." Everyone be like, "I don't care. We don't know you." And then my pants are off, and then I'm, getting hit with a tomato or a pie or something.
Human school, so it's weird.
Then John comes in and just like punches me in the face.
Just straight up runs up just.
Adult John, not child John, at the appropriate age. Fully, yep. Fully grown up John.
Full grown John.
Got the Benson t-shirt on.
Who are you? What cool shirt you have?
It's canon that Hazel's birthday is August 26th or whatever the month
there you
is.
Go.
In Galarian.
Oh, the Galarian month, yeah.
I think Hazel's actual nightmare, though, is realizing that she is forever going to be employees of Pip and Zarf.
That's the phantasmal killer.
That's the it wasn't the hawk like I said it was. It's actually just the two of them getting bigger than her and going, "Do our laundry."
They turn into actual dragons and it just upsets her so much.
Yeah, it makes her really mad.
That is basically what's like being a competent employee in a corporation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, what level are Pip and Zarf? Just
like two, right?
Yeah, I was gonna say they're two or three. I mean, they were supposed to be. Like I said, they're supposed to be an encounter. Then they were not. Early encounter.
So what you're saying is, when Hazel dies, Kelly has to take over level 9 Pip and Zarf, but they have to run as a unit together.
Yes,
it'll be Pip and Zarf in a trench coat.
It's the roll for acrobatics check, just to make sure they don't stumble.
The balance mechanic.
It wouldn't be impossible to run them as a sort of summon and summoner.
Yes.
Like Eidolon and summoner thing, yep. Where they both have two actions.
Oh yeah, shit. You could
just
do
act
that.
Together. It'd be possible. Wow. But let's stop dilly dallying. I need you, Kelly, to make a will save.
All right, let me actually get Hazel's character sheet open, because I have Kezra's open.
I don't know which one would be better, believe it or not.
Well, considering our main party's entire, like, every party person in the party dumps that as Will.
Yeah, I know.
Wisdom. Oh, yeah. Okie dokie, so will save?
Yes, I need a very important will save.
And remember, I have used my hero point.
I know.
Ooh, it's a tweener.
Uh-huh.
24.
That is a fail.
As long as it's not a crit.
Luckily. So, thank goodness it was not a critical fail, but you are still going to take 8d6 mental damage, and you are now frightened 2, which I think you were still frightened 1, so it just goes up to 2, if I remember correctly.
Yep.
So, let me go ahead and roll 8d6 mental damage. That is 30 points of mental damage.
Yeah, for real.
As Hazel's mind is just racked with horrible images of bad birthdays.
Bad birthdays, Pip and Zarf, and Doc. All rolled into one.
Doc didn't come to my birthday.
I just imagine it's her in the Milwaukee Expanse by that that gold pit area, just the charcoal is just like, why are you expecting something? You're like, yeah, it's never mind.
It's fine.
Like, Yeah, it's her expecting the cult to just constantly keep celebrating her birthday, but they never do.
All right, well, that was that was lucky. I do have to expect that Kelly just rolls really bad at like really important moments, and so I was like, I don't want Hazel to die, but man, if the dice do it, they did, but the dice didn't. So we're
solid
good.
10 on the die.
Oh yeah. All right, so that was the end of the bogeyman's turn. So, Demiri, it is your turn, and I will let you know that the fog here disappears.
Oh, completely.
Yes, the fog from his pipe only lasts 3 rounds.
Jeez, that was a long 3 rounds.
His fat food. Did I tell you what the item was called? Plants. It's literally called a vaporous pipe.
Fat vape clouds.
He's just ripping fat clouds, man.
He does rip fat vape clouds. It smelled like what's that? Is it Cinnabon?
Just fucking Cinnabon.
Oh, I got a cavity.
Alright, so Demiri, seeing this, now sees this lanky, tall mofo.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna... I was like, oh, I can... Oh, not flanking there. Let me see here. She is going to take one move action here.
And so you're stepping right up to his right side there.
Hunt prey. And she is going to... What is it called?
Stab,
yes.
Oh, just stab him.
For some reason, I thought I had something else. Twin takedown. So, two melee weapons, each in a different hand, and combined for that. So I have to roll with the rapier. So she strikes out.
All right.
Oh, shit. 16 on the die for 34.
That is a hit.
Beautiful. Well, I mean, the damage isn't the best, but it's 12 points of damage.
Okay.
Damage is damage at this point.
Oh, yeah. No, it's pretty solid. But it's great because since he's my hunted prey, my flurry ability goes in. So while my first attack was a plus 18, my second attack is a plus 16.
Very nice.
Due to the... Yeah, it's kind of great. That's a miss, though. 23.
Yes, that will be a miss on the second attack, though.
Okay. Yeah, but she just stabs right at him. Just.
All
right.
Memory serves, this guy's AC was in the mid-30s.
Yes.
So take this, you lanky old bastard.
He snarls as you stab him in the leg and he turns to you. Chioma, it is your turn.
Okay, Chioma is going to keep the inspiration going. It's like, hark, friends, the battle is at hand. Its cat is dead. What more can it do to us? And with that, going to do another piercing him.
We killed the cat. We're definitely in phase 2.
His AP bar goes all the way back up.
All right. Oh, hold on. No.
So another piercing, discordant hammer erupts from Chioma's mouth. Wah, 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 and a miss. Because I'm using this dice, and I put this dice in timeout last time. Oh, and it needs to go back in timeout. As I try another discordant hammer with a minus 5.
That one just did not learn its lesson.
No. Looks like you didn't learn either. 26, I'm assuming, is a miss.
Yes, there will be a miss. I need Demiri and Chioma to make me will saves at the beginning of your turn, by the way.
Is this auditory by chance?
It is not. This is aura, emotion, fear, illusion, mental, and visual.
Illusion.
32.
That is a success.
Good, very good roll.
Yep. So you are actually good, so you don't have to roll it ever again. And
wait, I think I already had that, right? Didn't I have
Did you? Okay, alright.
Yeah.
Yep, okay, no, that's fine.
I got 30, though.
That is a success, so you would have passed anyway. All right, so regardless of that, you guys are safe from that for now. Hazel, it is your turn.
All right, Hazel is pretty scared. And she's, like, looking to the goblins and just kind of looking at the exit. And she's like, now. And she pulls out a wand. And, actually, shit, I can't do that. Never mind.
Oh, do me a favor first. Do the will save first from his aura. Because that has been at the beginning of each of your turns.
26.
That is a fail, so...
That is actually a 27, because of Inspire Courage.
Still a fail, so... it just says, creature's frightened condition does not reduce as long as the creature remains in the air. Okay, so... Oh, you're frightened too right now because of that.
Yeah,
anyway,
I was already frightened by this effect.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Okay, yeah. Alright. Okay. Alright, then go and continue.
Alright, Hazel will draw a wand.
Okay.
And then she's like ready to use it, but she's like freaked out because she's like double scared. And she turned to the goblin next to her, and she's not very good at diplomacy. But she is good at decent at intimidation. And she is going to demoralize this goblin and be like, "What the hell are you still doing here? Flee, get to safety, or I'll die in vain." And I'm going to roll to demoralize.
Let's make the hostages afraid of us.
I hate to say, John, but that is exactly what Hazel did all her life, was to be in charge of things that were scared of her.
The only thing they know is fear. Hazel is a little too scared to be intimidating and only got a 17.
Well, luckily these are very these are level one, or well, I'm not gonna say level one, but they're the lowest level possible on goblin warriors. So their will DC that is still a success. So they are intimidated by you. So that one is going to move over to his friends on the other side. He looks at you for a second like, "Oh, good, she's here to rescue me," and then you yell at her, and then you yell at him, and he's like, "Ah!"
Okay, and with my last action, I will toss a... does this guy have persistent damage on him yet?
I don't believe so.
Okay, I will throw a acid flask.
All right.
Quick bomber. Shitty roll.
Hazel needs to start producing this fight.
That's a miss. 21.
Yep. That is a critical fail. Actually.
All right. Then he takes no splash damage.
Okay. All right.
Hey Jake, I'm sorry to interrupt again.
What?
So the aura, his frightening aura,
yes.
Is that visual at all? Does that have the visual?
It is visual, yes.
Oh my gosh. Can I use my reaction to a counter performance? It's one of my spells.
Yeah, sure. That works against visual things too?
Yes, yeah, your performance protects you and your allies. It's you're an ally within 60 feet, rolls a saving throw against an auditory or visual effect. So what I can do is I can roll a performance check to try to counter the frightening.
Okay, so now here's the thing is that... Oh, okay. So you're hoping to help Hazel get rid of her frightened
condition.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. All right.
If you want to wait till next turn, that's totally fine, or until someone else rolls it, because I understand we're long past it. But I just want to let it be known in case.
Does my frightened condition from the Phantasmal Killer go down like normal?
That one should go. No, actually, a creature's frightened condition does not reduce as long as the creature remains in the aura.
So that's like all cumulative. If you get frightened, you just get frightened or can knock it down. That's cool.
Yep.
That's rough.
Yeah. Wow. Man, this is such a cool creature.
Yeah, it really is.
good stacking right. abilities, and I like it.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so in that case, is that the end of your turn, Hazel?
Yeah.
Okay. Lionel, it is your turn.
All right, well, now that Lionel can actually see, she is just going to...
Does Lionel have to make that will save?
I made it in the beginning.
She did almost immediately.
Gotcha.
Lionel will move up, knowing that her cold iron short sword was very effective against him last turn. She is going to lead with that attack, but she is going to do... What's the name of the attack? Double slice. Let's see if she can do two attacks at once. Does a 36 hit?
That does hit, yeah.
And flanking.
Right. It does not make it a crit, but still a solid hit.
Grab my dice here. I was totally ready for this.
I can tell.
Okay. And that is first one. Minimal damage for the first shot.
Oh, no.
So that makes it 9 points of slashing damage. Hate to see it.
It was just with the cold iron?
Was with the cold iron.
Okay.
And plus one.
For part.
The second strike. Want me to send you a picture, Jake? She would just want to trust me that was a natural 20.
I trust you, buddy. I trust you. All right.
Heck yeah.
That's how we play every game. This is it. We get into the worst situation possible. Yep. We make the worst decisions, but then we just crit our way to success.
Crit our way to success. We should write a book.
Or crit your way into failure, which is always funny.
Yeah. That was...
Man. No, okay. You got a card, and it's an interesting one. All right. Okay. It's called Delayed Wound. Normal damage. The target takes the same amount of damage at the end of its next two turns.
So it's a times three.
That's awesome.
That's an incredible crit.
Wow, okay.
That's so cool.
So that means it's over the course of its next two turns, it will take... So 14 damage on the strike. So
okay. Alright, so he takes 14 now, and then he'll take another 14 at the...
End of next two turns.
Yeah, next two turns.
And, oh my god, next two turns. Holy crap, yeah. Okay.
That's incredible crit.
It's actually 15 because of Bard. 15? Inspire Courage. 15.
Ah, okay then. All right.
That's incredible. That's
end of his next two turns.
That was... I still have an action.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Let me see here. I guess, you know what? Just gotta swing again.
You don't have Flint's?
And I what?
Do you not have flints?
I did not build herb with flints.
Oh,
what's flints do?
It's if
Jake,
you make
you
two.
Here?
If you make two successful strikes with your double slice, you just get to do automatic damage. Ah. It's so sick, but
yes, because I need to do even more damage. Fuck's
sake. I built Lionel with lots of personality involved with her, so...
That's a natural 7 on the die, so that's probably going to be a miss.
That's definitely going to be a miss. Okay. Alright, is that the... That's the end of your turn?
Tis the end of my turn.
Alright, so... He reeling from that attack, but you do see that he does continue to heal.
Oh, so the cold iron doesn't stop his healing.
No, that is... That might be just a 1E thing, but no, he has weakness to cold iron, but...
Oh, gotcha. So I probably compensated anything. For his healing for the next 3 rounds with that crit.
Yes, yeah. You did. That is the big part here. In which case, he is going to do 2 things. He's going to move here to get to the other side of Shioma.
No!
Excuse me? There's a fighter standing right next to him.
Oh, yes. I will get in.
Man, that's really funny. I have mobility, so...
Why do you take the fun out of everything, you asshole?
What's the ability?
Mobility is when the bogeyman uses a stride action to move half their speed or less. That movement does not trigger reactions.
Boo.
Wow.
Boo.
Boo.
So he sort of gangly walks away from you, and right. You sort of swing out, but he, like, ducks. Whack.
What's his move speed?
His move speed is 30.
Ah. Yeah.
What's his AC and health while you're at it?
Wow.
Keep asking him questions.
15 feet exactly.
Yep.
That's a really good ability.
That's unreal.
Even then, I mean, he just wanted to get as far as he possibly could away from Lionel while also getting to the angel.
Not the angel.
And then he's going to do something in which he is going to cast a spell. So he's going to cast Fear. So he stands up and he sort of almost appears next to you, Chioma. Uh-huh. And all of a sudden he gets really, really tall and his eyes glow. And he goes, "The soul of an angel must be delicious." And his voice echoes out. I need everyone to make a will save.
Everyone?
Yep.
No! I have such a massive bonus to this. Oh, wait a second. This is an audit. Is this auditory?
This is emotion, enchantment, fear, mental, occult. So this does not have.
Dang.
Yep. Yeah. Let's. Tim, what was your will save?
Got a 27.
27. That is a fail. So
I
you
had
are
a
break-
plus 20 to this save.
Wow. Yeah, that was a crap roll. So you're a frightened 2.
Hate it.
going down the line, or away in order closest to farthest. Demiri, what was yours?
29.
That is a regular success. So you are frightened 1. Lionel.
I also got a 29.
Success. You are frightened 1. And
oh,
Hazel,
actually, no.
I don't...
With the Caden's elixir. It would have been a 30.
Okay, so it'd still be a regular success. Okay.
Though, I figured I'd
try. Yeah. And then Hazel, I don't think that you can go any. It doesn't stack, does it? It doesn't like add on to it.
No, I mean I got 24. I regular fail, so I think if you critical fail, you get a frightened 3, right?
Yeah. So you just get a regular fail, which is a frightened 2. So
yeah,
same
just frightened 2.
Okay. That is his turn. He scares the bejesus out of Geoma. Does a little bit here or there with some fear, and it comes to Demiri Gatasha's turn.
Yeah.
Moving over, because I definitely want that flank bonus. She can get... she's going to move over here.
All right.
Around.
You're going to flank him with Chioma.
Let's see here. So she is going to first then work with another twin takedown.
All right.
So she's going to strike out. All right. Come on. Rapier. Oh. That's a 19 on the die on that one.
Ooh.
Oh.
37 the hit.
That's regular hit still.
I was about to say, no shot. That's a crit.
By the way, did you take 14 damage at the end of your turn? Or 15?
15.
15. Oh, I did not, so thank you for reminding me.
He's like, why am I bleeding?
Thank you, Kelly.
He's like, what happened?
No, it's a delayed wound. Like, he got cut, and then he moved, and his cut just, like, ripped open more for some reason.
Ooh.
Oh,
yeah.
That's gruesome.
You can see this, like, smoke and spirits, like, pouring out of his side.
Let's see. That's 15 points of damage.
Okay.
And then now with the main gosh. Main gosh? I don't know how you pronounce that.
Oh, 16 points of damage.
Got it.
And the next one is a 29 hit.
29. That'll be a miss.
It's actually a 30 to hit because of Inspire Courage.
30 hit? Flanking?
That is a hit because of flanking.
Very nice, very nice. Tim, way to stay on top of those buffs.
I know.
And that's another 12 points of damage.
Is that with plus one?
I was gonna say, I was looking at Tim to see if he goes 13, actually.
13 points of damage.
He didn't edit.
And for the hell of it, she's going to look over to Lionel and just wink, but the wink doesn't really work because she only has one eye, so it's like a blink instead.
Lionel sees this and understands.
Yeah.
I got you, sis. I got you.
I got you. Like, she's trying. She's like, oh, wait, that didn't work. But then she is going to give Lionel Warden's Boon a flurry. So that means, like, instead of negative... you have short swords, right? So
yeah, they're versatile.
Well, are they agile?
I believe they are.
Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
So you should have a negative 3 instead of negative 4.
That's Whoa. So good.
My gosh.
Your turn, so.
Just for your turn.
About 5 years when we get to my turn.
And that's it.
Chioma, it is your turn. You are scared beyond belief.
Chioma is going to cast this very special spell called Remove Fear.
Whoa.
Yeah.
On who?
Sounds like you're cheating.
On me.
Oh man, I'm scared. Get rid of this.
Oh, I think I failed again. It's a counteract check, and my spell level is 3, so keep that in mind.
Okay.
So if his fear is level 5 or lower. His fear is level 5, he said.
Yeah, he cast it on all of us to tighten to 5th. So that stinks.
So that means I have to actually succeed it.
Yeah.
Wait. No. Sorry. No. It's just heightened 3rd.
I got a 26.
Oh. So then you're good.
Yeah. If I fail, then I'm good.
Oh.
Right. Okay. Kel? Because I meet the spell level.
Wait. You succeeded.
Oh no, I failed with a 26. But my spell level is the same as the effect.
Right.
So that would mean... Doesn't that turn it to a success?
Maybe.
Cataract.
All right.
Sorry, so hard.
I was looking at something else.
I believe that is true, but...
No, with a failure, it's you counteract it if the level is lower than your effect.
Oh, it has to be. It has to be lower. Okay.
Yeah, success is no more than one higher.
So I fail.
Did they change
so
fear? I always thought fear was a 5th level heightened. Did they, like, errata that?
Maybe they buffed it.
I mean, I'm looking in Foundry.
I'm looking at Archives and Nephthys, and it says 3rd, but I always... I could have sworn that was a 5th level heightened. I wonder if they routed that to make it more useful. That's awesome.
That's a great improvement. Yes. I was very happy when I read it. I was like, ooh, that's nice. I like this item. Alright, are you doing anything else with your turn, Shilma?
I have one more action, and I think I'm actually just going to keep the Inspire Courage going.
Alright.
Because, I mean, it's already come in clutch so many times.
Yep.
Be like, well, my friends, keep up the fight. We'll surely get him, even though I have such a fright.
That's why. Greatest hits.
Greatest hits of Chioma. They just start handing out CDs.
Well, you touched
you
it. See,
you still Is use it- these, right?
If this wasn't proof enough that you need to play a bard, you need to play a bard.
Well, he has. Like,
yeah.
I have. But I went the wrong route with that bard. I went with spoken word poetry.
Oh, right.
No, what you're saying is he needs to play a bard in a show people actually watch.
Yeah,
that's true. That's true.
And he needs to, and
we have a whole
needs
YouTube channel,
sing.
By the way. Yeah. Hazel, it is your turn.
All right, Hazel is going to turn and yell at the other goblin next to him. The next closest goblin right. to her.
And all like, right. What the hell are you doing? You need to run, not just cower.
That's a critical success. Natural 19.
Definitely a critical success, yeah. Okay, then he will run his full complement.
Nice.
And then she
will... Maybe you would just, like, bumped into the other one, and they all start running.
And he runs away.
Cool. And then Hazel will... Shit, how far away am I?
Does Hazel have to make that will save again?
It doesn't go... Let's see. So, this ability says... No, because if you fail, you just become frightened one. There's no critical failure even. So.
Gotcha. Okay.
So, yeah, it's honestly it's just to get the frightened one on you and to make it never go away. Because as long as you're in the R, it just doesn't go away. So,
all right, and she will step a little closer and launch another acid flask.
That will surely do something.
I mean, nothing is certain.
Damn, John. Shitting on his birthday.
It will not do anything, because I missed it again with a natural 7. So that'll be 24.
24, that is... that's not a... that's just a regular miss, so...
Acid splash.
You have no idea how badly I wanted those 2 points to actually kill this thing. Like, please, let an acid splash kill this fucking thing.
Alright. So, is that the end of your turn, Hazel?
Yeah, it's the end of my sad, pathetic turn.
Sad, pathetic turn. Lionel.
Well... I'm going to do a very sophisticated movement where I come back. I'm going to go, angels are immortal, right? And stab right through them. I'm going to move over to where I can get an attack off. I never expect one right through the enemy, through an ally. I don't know. And first swing. Oh, not good. 26.
That'll be a miss.
All right, next one. 30?
That is a miss. You do not gain the flanking bonus because you're not technically within flanking, so.
But is it 31?
31, because of Inspire Courage.
31.
Still a miss.
Okay. Oh no, I can't even do another action. What a garbage turn from Lionel.
So, the bogeyman. Seeing you all surround him, is going to back up again. And he's going to... Let me make sure that I measure this out. So it's going to be 5, 10, 15, 20.
Can I get my attack of opportunity this time, or are you just...
No, you let him finish the movement, then you say you strike him. Because now he's only going to move 15 feet.
Yeah. So he's going to move... All right, so he's going to move here, which is 15 feet. So you do not get it off.
Ah, John, you're too anxious.
Like, I knew I could only move half.
Oh, you did. Okay.
Yeah. So, and then he is going to start casting a spell, and as he's casting a spell, he goes, "Children, help me! Daddy needs you."
I don't like that sentence that just came out of his mouth.
And some of his children that you probably didn't see were watching from a distance come crawling up over the wall.
Gross.
And he turns into a gaseous form.
Oh shit.
How long is this fight?
Jake's going for a 4-parter.
He still takes 15.
I'm not.
He's still taking that 15 damage.
Yep.
Yes, he is, yeah.
And that kills him.
But yeah, I did think about that. I was like, oh, can Ashley's form get rid of that? I'm like, that's a crit. No, I can't do that. Alright, let me roll for these bugaboos.
They have such kind of adorable names, and just...
It is very funny that they're called bugaboos and bogeys and bogeyman, and they're like some of the most horrifying things you've ever seen in existence. That was the bogeyman's turn. He is going to take his last bit of... how much? 15 points of damage?
Yep.
Alright. Okay, so that was that. He does that. Okay. Demirion, it's your turn.
Okay. Yeah, so once again, this long-legged bastard. She's just like getting fed up with it, like of this, you know, just this, like I'm trying to think of like he's a fae, correct? Like,
yep,
they are fae creatures.
He is.
But it's kind of like weirdly eldritch, like with how these they are, like the long legs. It's probably like a disjointed walking, like animation that he has and all that stuff. And she's just getting annoyed because she also feels this fear constantly in the back of her head.
Like, yeah.
This is something. And so she's getting fed up. She's just going to stride over. Or actually, no. I have an ability for this. This is an ability from her called Skirmish Strike. So he is within stepping distance, and
yep,
I can step and attack with one action.
Whoa.
So she's just going to quickly move over and just, oh, you think you can get away? And I'm going to use my hero point. That was a natural one.
Oh,
yes,
okay.
Use that, right. Please.
Anything's better. That is a 32 to hit.
That will hit.
Beautiful. Damage. Almost minimum. 9 points of damage.
Okay then.
Which, that sounds like nothing went through.
10 points of damage.
So only a little bit went through.
Okay. And the big so for her second action, she's going to do a twin takedown.
Okay.
So, but this time she's just going to use the Mind Gulch, just because of the ability for Flurry. So that is a 32 again.
We have another hit.
Okay. 10 points of damage. Or 11 points of damage.
11 points of damage.
Okay.
Alright,
they're learning. They're learning.
And at the lowest map, that's a miss.
Okay then.
And so, as her final action, she is going to use a
gun.
Yeah, she's just going to pull out a Glock and just shoot this thing.
Just pow!
Now she screams, she's got a gun! She stabs her.
It's a gun knife.
Gun knife.
Use twin parry. So, since wielding two melee weapons, because one has the parry attribute, it gets a +2 to my AC.
I love this.
Oh, very cool. Yeah. Alright. Next it comes to the bugaboo's turn. So, the bugaboo that is directly... it's about 15 feet from you, I think, Demiri.
Mm-hmm.
20 feet from you. It is going to cast a spell. Mm-hmm. I need you to make a... what save is this?
Will.
This is going to be a... I believe it's a fortitude save, in fact.
I mean, it's not my worst save, so...
Why can't you ever do fortitude saves when
it's
my turn,
Jake? It is a will save. It's a will save, I'm sorry.
Oh, God. Okay.
I rescind my complaint.
Is it sonic or auditory?
It is neither of those.
Is it visual?
No, it's not visual.
Okay.
Carry on. 28.
28, that is a success. So you are only stunned one.
Ooh. Oh.
Gross.
And not fully paralyzed.
Oh.
Ooh.
Oh, shit. Huh. Stunned one.
Right. And then it will move up to engage with you next. It is the next Bugaboo's turn, because they both rolled at the exact same time. In which case, it is going to walk up. Let me see the range on that same spell. 30 feet. So it just needs to get within 30 feet of Lionel. So it gets about here. And then, so it gets, it moves up closer to Lionel, and then it is going to cast the same spell on you, Lionel, so Mickey will save.
Okay. Pulling this up. Will save.
Yep.
Tim, give me 17 plus 16.
33.
That is a critical success, so you are completely unaffected. That was really good.
Runs up and casts the spell. Lionel just points him and goes, "Stop! Stop!"
I'm not afraid of small children. Get away.
I've already killed three of you tonight. Don't make me go to four.
I will kill more children.
I love killing children. The younger the better.
You heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen.
Everybody wonders why I don't go further into my studies of religion. I just love killing children.
Can't put it in. Gentlemen, it is your turn.
Okay.
This fighter just said, loves killing children.
Choma is going to ignore that and chalk it up to a quip. It's just that humor that Choma just doesn't quite understand. So they are going to
that human humor,
Is it the mortal humor. Being a literal angel in this game, meaning you can the fourth wall?
Chiyoma is going to inspire courage again. Like, look, Lionel, children for you to kill. Ha ha. Let's get them. and does a wink.
I guess they don't teach you sarcasm at angel school.
I'm doing a humor.
I'm doing a humor. Surprisingly, everyone feels encouraged by that. Don't know why.
Can I resist?
No, I'm just kidding. And then I'm going to do a piercing hymn against the boogeyman, because we need to take this boogeyman out. Like,
mm-hmm. All right,
that's all I'm trying to say. We need to take it
out. Seems like a nice guy.
A 30.
That is a miss.
Oh, wait, hold on. Let me see how close it is to
31.
Me.
Okay.
If it's within my aura, it is within my aura. A 31.
Still a miss, bud.
What about your courage?
I think you could sum up the entirety of Pathfinder 2E by going, if I add a 1 to my roll, will it hit?
No, I already added that one, regretfully. Okay, so that's one action. You know what? I'm just going to attack one of the little bugaboos just because I have a lower to hit now. So I'm
going to get that bugaboo.
I'm going to attack the one that's within my aura, my harmonizing aura. Uh-huh. So, like, the boogeyman and the bugaboo, they both, like, when they enter into this aura, it's just like a... They're like, what is that beautiful music?
I hate it.
Oh, nat 20, baby!
Oh,
nat
my
20,
God.
Let's
oh,
go!
My.
Oh, my.
Of course. Of course.
This is your singing.
It's magical, right?
Yeah, so it's ranged, magical.
I feel
sonic.
Like you were doing the regular, like, oh, and then you just immediately go up into a metal scream, like, yeah.
Alright. This is kind of a lame one, but it works because you're singing at them. Distraction.
Okay.
The target is flat-footed until the end of its next turn.
Huh.
So you distract him with your beautiful singing.
Oh. Your so I beautiful get double damage at least?
Yeah, you get double damage.
That is the shittiest magical crit I've ever heard.
Yeah, that's the lamest one, but whatever.
How appropriate, though, that...
Yeah, it is.
Distracted by a beautiful ear-piercing screaming.
Sorry, so much damage.
I was say, you look upset.
36 points of damage. Oh. And not only are they distracted and flat-footed, they're also deafened for a minute.
They're also I forgot about that part.
Yeah. So that means they won't be able to hear any commands from Daddy.
That's right.
Oh.
I hate it when people say that word like that. Makes me very uncomfortable.
Command me, Daddy.
No orders from Daddy.
Daddy, I can't hear you.
Daddy. Like, just by hearing that word like that, I'm already on, like, a police hit list or something.
Yeah. It's just, John, just, I can't. It throws his headphones down.
Time to go to my cabin in the woods that no one knows about for a while.
And away from these people to save Daddy like that.
Yep.
Hazel, it is your turn.
Alright, Hazel, with the wand in her hand, she does... She will attempt to activate it. She holds it in front of her. She kind of like hits it a couple times. She's like, all right, get it this time. She points it towards it, and I'm going to do my Arcana check to see if I activate it.
Yep.
Nailed it.
All right.
So now my attack roll with an acid arrow.
I was hoping it was a wand of water.
Is it a damp stick?
Natural 19.
Ooh.
Yeah. Ooh.
So that will be 37.
That is definitely going to be a hit. Oh, yeah.
All right. And this is a special acid arrow. So first I'll give you the damage, which is 3d8 acid.
Ooh.
Okay.
I rolled a 3 and a 1 and a 3. So, cool.
Oof. Oh, boy.
So, 7 acid damage.
All right. 8 acid damage.
8 acid damage. Son of a bitch, man. you'll take 1d6 persistent acid damage on your turn.
Okay.
And you are, because this is a wand of noisome acid, you are also sickened.
I don't know if that's a word.
Until the and you're sickened until the persistent acid is removed.
Okay.
Damn, quite good.
Yeah. All right. Sickened until it's removed. Okay. Alrighty then. After Hazel, it comes back to Lionel.
Alright, since Lionel don't care about no kid trying to attack her, why am I in control of Marks and my character?
You have to, like, deselect them.
Yeah, if you hit escape or if you hit D, I think that... Nope.
Oh no, he's controlling the boogeyman!
It's not doing anything.
Alright, wait, where are you trying to move? Can you just ping?
Yes. Right.
Right there. Okay.
I can't ping for some reason. Everything's just going wrong.
If you press and hold, that pings. Yeah. Okay. There you go. All right. So you move up to. So you are now in between one of the bugaboos and the bogeyman.
Yep. And I'm going to attack, and it's not going to matter that I'm currently flat-footed because I'm going to kill in this round. Definitely going to do that. Does a 29 hit as flat-footed?
Yeah.
No, it does not hit as flat-footed.
Wait, 30?
What about a 30?
A 30 does hit as flat-footed.
Yeah. God bless you, Tim. The second I was like, 29? Well, that's a miss. And I just looked at Tim's camera with hope. Okay.
Just stared at Timmy's camera.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Like I'm staring straight into the sun.
You remember the words. You remember the words of Chioma about there being children to kill. That brought you good.
Right, the children.
Very good on first damage die. That is going to be 17 points of damage.
Shoo. Oh, okay.
The next one, because I'm using my dual strike.
Do you mean 18 points of damage?
18 points of damage.
18 points of damage. Okay.
Do I still have the bonus from...
No.
No, it was just one. Spoon. 34.
It only lasts for a turn.
34.
That is it.
Very, very nice.
It's not like you need it.
No.
16.
I mean, the main reason to... 16 points of damage?
Yes, the first one was the cold iron.
Oh, right. Yeah, I got it. Yeah, they already calculated it. I assume the cold iron was the first
one. And that is all of my moves.
16 points of damage. Got it. Okay. All right, it comes to the bogeyman's turn. The bogeyman is going to...
Die? Let's see.
No. He's not. He is, in fact, going to... He thought the Gashni's form would help him more, but it did not. In which case, he's going to dismiss it.
Whoa. Oh, that HP.
I don't think there's an HP thing with that.
No. Sure. No, it's not. No, it's the movement that he wants.
Oh, if I remember correctly with Gashni's form, because I remember wanting to take this, that you can't do a lot of stuff, too.
Yes, that was the main thing. All right, and then he is going to move, and it's 15 feet right up to Chioma.
Stand still.
Stop screaming at my children.
Stop.
Hammer time.
Stop killing my children.
Stop killing my children. And he's going to reach out and strike you with a claw.
I thought you were an angel.
It's going to be a 32 to hit.
Yes.
It's going to be 23 points of slashing damage.
Wow, that's so much damage. Oh, man. Choma's looking pretty messed up.
It's okay, you're immortal.
Yes, sure.
Yeah, remember, like, literally, second. If Choma dies, they just go back to Nirvana. It's just like, oh, man.
Oh, man.
Golly gee, my flesh, it burns.
Demary, it is your turn.
Okay. Demary is just going
Wait. Take persistent damage.
Yeah. Oh, yes. I will take persistent damage.
One persistent damage.
Excellent. Alright.
And you can roll your flat check.
The flat check. I always forget about the flat check. 18.
Wow.
Demary, it is your turn. And when it is your turn, you look over and you see the bogeyman scratch Chioma across the face, and you see his claws getting drinking up some of this angel blood.
Mm. Okay. Mary is just going to take a step and use that strike ability to step and strike. And
hands off the angel.
Let's see here. Oh, God. 30?
Only because you are flanking with Chioma.
31, actually.
Do you hit, yeah.
Yay. 13 points of damage.
All right. You stab him in the side.
Okay.
Is that with the plus one mark?
What did I say then? What was that, 13?
You said 13.
14 then.
So 14, yes. Okay.
And he does.
I'm mostly just going, I know it's going to be an additional one every time.
Oh, yeah.
I keep forgetting about it, and I'm like, oh, yeah, that's
right. Jake does it.
Jake's on top of us.
I remember.
So, and then going to use Twin Takedown.
Alright.
Is Twin Takedown one action?
One action. Wow. It's kind of like a flurry of blows, but the problem is
that's amazing.
But the problem at this point is that I am at my map, using my map right now, so you kind of just have to roll with it. Oh crap! I didn't want to roll damage. Stop. Okay. Okay. What's that? 35 to hit, actually.
Yeah, that'll be it.
Nice.
Yeah, no, the rapier is doing wonders right now for me. Oh, minimum, almost minimum, 9 damage.
Okay. Alright, and then the second one?
Yeah, I mean, I should be combining these for a total of DR and all that.
Oh, well, that's true, but, he doesn't have resistance or anything like that, so.
And my last strike, which is a plus 14 still.
Yep.
Whoa.
Which is a 27, so that's a miss.
27, it's gonna be a miss.
And she's going to activate, the parry ability again.
Okay.
So you were stunned one, weren't you?
Oh, you were.
Yeah. So
shut up, Toon.
Give it to. But yeah, so that's two actions.
Cool. You know what, Tim? I'm going to give you a hero point that you can only use in episode 100.
Oh, wonderful! Thank you.
Thanks for that. Thanks for playing by the rules.
Hey, look at that! Who says it doesn't pay off?
Dude, a cheater.
It's a Chioma hero point.
Oh,
The deaf bugaboo's turn is going to come up behind you, Demiri, and it is now flanking with Daddy.
Yeah.
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 Flank me, Daddy.
Somebody had to say it.
Yep.
Oh no.
See, what I want is I want you guys to hate this enemy so much.
I seem to be the only one that does.
Oh no, Chum has no problem killing these fiendish children.
Of course not. Yeah. This is so with flanking that is going to be a 30 to hit.
That hits.
All right. 19 points of slashing damage.
Yeah, that hurt.
And then second one, it was a multiple attack. 13. Wow,
holy shit! That's a mess. No.
I was gonna say what a range.
30 to a 13.
Yeah. 32.
You really get both ends of the spectrum in the show.
Really, this bugaboo knows how to
just
give and take.
Just trying to remember, I have the roll saved, don't I, for that.
For stunned?
Well, don't they? God, I thought that was like the other.
No, that was only on a crit, actually. So I don't know if it. I know one of the other ones did crit, but yeah, it's only on a crit that happens.
I thought they had like ability every time they strike. Okay.
No. They do have a thing, but it's only on a crit. So, the other bugaboo, the one that is not deafened, is going to strike out at you, Lionel. No, you'll never hurt Daddy. 32 to hit.
Yeah, I'll hit.
16 points of slashing damage. Second attack for a 23?
Nope.
And last attack for an 18?
Nope.
Okay.
This is why we need counselors in schools.
I was actually recently talking to my regular Monday group how I did peer mediation in high school. Turns out teenagers are fucking awful to each other.
Yeah, horrible. My grandfather, he was a high school teacher. He taught 1 year of middle school, and he was like, that was the darkest shit I've ever been through.
All right, Chioma, it is your turn.
I'm gonna blast this bogey with a piercing. Well, first I'm gonna be like, all right, friends, let's keep going. We will do this.
Go.
But I am dying. But you know,
I'm at death's door. Little do you know that if you don't die in the mountains of heaven, you go straight to hell. The purest angel.
So, piercing him wafts over the bogey. And I'm going to use my hero point because that's a natural one.
Ooh, look at that.
What you got him for?
Okay. Dice is going to the side.
How many dice do you have in Dice Shield, bud?
I'm losing D20s left and right, Jake. Come on.
It's a repeat offender system.
Oh gosh, it's just whenever I try to hit the bogey, I just roll absolute garbage. So even with the hero point, it's still a miss. It's a 4 on the die.
Oh. Yep.
It's like, well, maybe I should just hit the little bogey again and roll a nat 20.
Again.
All right, baby bogey. Let's dance.
Are you going after the bugaboo or are you going after the bogeyman?
Bugaboo. No, going after the bugaboo. Of course, not roll a nat 18. Okay, just so you know, it's within my aura, so it gets a minus 1 to its AC. Uh-huh. I get a plus 1 because of Inspire Courage.
Yep.
So that is a 33.
That is a 33, so that is a critical hit, actually.
God, that's great.
God damn it, Tim.
He said it, and thus it shall be.
I know.
What's more evil, the great bogeyman or the children? The children could be corrupted in the future. We must stop it.
It's 32 points of damage.
The final season happens. Like, dude, you could slow down. That's a bit much.
Why being so mean to children? All right.
That's Chuma's turn.
Hazel, it's your turn.
All right. Hazel is going to quick alchemy.
All right.
Another acid flask. And this one is going to have a little extra stuff in it. And she puts... she puts some... Let's go with... debilitating bomb. So if I hit you with this, I'm going to add the flat-footed condition to you.
Ooh. Okay.
So here comes an acid flask. Okay, that is going to be a 31 to hit.
The aura lowers their AC, right, Tim?
No, this would be... So the aura applies specifically to my sonic attack.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. No, that is a miss by one.
And did you include the Inspire Courage, Kel?
Yes.
Oh.
This has been a rough night for you, Kel.
Man, tell me about it. You take two acid damage.
Okay.
And in comes a alchemist fire.
Okay.
At minus poopy. It's not going to hit anyway. No, it's a natural 19.
Minus. Oh, there we go. Okay.
So that will be...
Definitely a crit.
33.
That is a hit.
Yeah.
You have to roll so high to hit this motherfucker.
I'm frightened, too.
Literally.
Oh, yeah.
That's true. Yeah. Kelly, I would like you to describe your kill.
No way. Ooh. Yes.
Oh, dang.
What?
So I throw an acid flask, and it, like, lands right at his feet and splishes him with some acid. And he's like, bah. And then he looks up. And an alchemist fire bottle just hits him right in the face and just catches all of his stripy clothes on fire and he bursts into flames.
His greatest sin was those stripes. Totally gauche.
It's amazing, drip. As worthless as Hazel was, I got the landing blow on both of them.
You have no idea how happy that makes me.
Wow.
We got an MVP.
I only do damage when it counts the most.
Exactly. That's why you are always on the squad.
Alright. Is that the end of your turn?
Yep.
Alright.
Hazel out here, right. Law Gunslinger.
You guys see the bogeyman completely engulfed in flames and laying on the ground. Lionel, it's your turn.
I'm just going to start swinging at this young child right in front of me.
Clean up, baby.
Time to clean out the loose ends. Natural 17 on the die for 37.
That is going to be a critical hit.
All right. This is going to go very much like the last time where Lionel's going to crit every strike.
You crit it clearly because it was going, "No, Daddy, don't die!
Shut up!
Daddy, don't die!
14, don't leave me, Daddy!"
28 points of damage.
Okay.
That was my first shot. Here's the second. Only an 8 on the die for, that'd be at 16, 24.
That is exactly a hit, so roll some more damage. Oh, wait, that was, the first attack was with the...
Cold iron.
The cold iron, so need to do another 10.
Ooh, 10.
Yep.
That is...
Sorry, not that much, but still.
But it could be that much.
Save weakness. No, it's not.
Why didn't you say it?
15 points of damage on the second one.
Okay, 15 points of damage.
And just because I feel like it and I haven't used it yet, and it was a cool thing that Jake added to Lionel's character sheet. Oh no, I had to drop the spark blade to pull the cold out. Never mind.
Oh, yep. Okay. Demiri, it is your turn.
Demiri's just going to switch her hand, like seeing that this bogeyman is just engulfed in flames and is dead. Just immediately twirls around and just stabs this evil paper boy right in the chest. With a rapier, not even going to hunt prey on him. Just like, nope. Not even doing that. 34.
Not even going to look at him.
No.
Just flat behind
you. Yeah, kind of like that. She just alternates her grip, so like the blade just turns and just steps right behind her, because she knows he's right there, looking with his creepy little eyes. 35 to hit.
That is a critical hit.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Oh, crap. You know what? Crit damage. That's right. 26 points of damage.
Oh. Okay.
And then from there, uses, shit, I guess I should have, I didn't say it, so whatever. Use the, twin takedown. I feel like I should have done that first, but I didn't.
No.
that is a 22 to hit.
That is a miss, actually.
That is a miss. And I roll again at the map. God damn it. 30 to hit with the main... No, sorry. 28 to hit, sorry. I miscalculated.
That is a hit.
Okay, there we go.
Please describe your kills. You have 1 HP.
Yeah.
Like, just... She turns around, stabs with the rapier, hits him, like, pretty damn hard, pulls away... Like, misses again, like she was going for, like, a double stab, but then swipes out with the main gulch and just, like, cuts him, like, right across the neck. And just...
won't be eating any more souls where you're going.
You see some of the spirits that this child has devoured pouring out of its throat.
Despicable creature.
And as it dies, it falls to the ground going, "Daddy, I can't hear you. Daddy.
I'm deafened for a minute.
I'm deafened for the rest of my life. I'll never hear Daddy's sweet voice again."
Really pulling out the A material on episode 100.
Jake started it.
I did. It was unnecessary, but it was way funny. The last bugaboo is going to strike out in anger.
No!
Give me a natural 20 and I'll hit high enough to completely kill Lionel in one shot. Just this tiny little nothing minion. It's one shot.
It is going to run after Hazel.
Oh no.
Attack of opportunity.
You get your attack of opportunity off.
Finally! Finally! Fuck! 2 on the die. 22.
Oh, no. miss.
Damn it.
Can we say he's flat-footed because he's distraught and doesn't know what's going on?
Can we say I hit because I want to hit?
No to both. Two strikes on you, Hazel. That is going to be a 30 to hit.
Yep.
That is going to be 17 points of slashing damage. And a 28 on the second attack.
Yep.
And 9 points of slashing damage on the second attack. Alright. Jump, it is your turn.
Make this child deaf.
Don't worry, little kobold. I will save you.
And Choma inspires courage with that very encouraging declaration and will just blast a piercing him with a 27 to hit.
That'll be a hit.
Alright. Oh, look at all that damage. Fifteen points of damage.
All right.
One more time, another piercing hit. I believe that's another hit with a 25.
Yep, that is another hit.
Okay, lots of dice. Twenty-four Jeez. Points of damage.
24.
Good.
Yeah, I rolled Jeez. Really well. No I'm kidding. Rolling 5d6 plus
oh,
3.
God. Dude, it's like he's not even playing a character. It's like he's playing a monster.
Monster stats are stupid. Like a creature.
Alright, it is surprisingly still alive.
Yeesh.
Sorry, little kobold.
Just singing. I'm sorry, little
it's
kobold.
In my turn.
Daddy, can you hear me?
Dude, can we write me times where he's always kind of like singing? Like he's just slow jamming yeah. his life.
Yeah, of course.
I walk into the closet.
It's a sing song.
I could not find the jacket I wanted.
So I put on this robe, and I put on this robe, and that's why I'm dressed like I am.
Bogeyman coming from my face. Not good.
Hazel, your turn.
Oh my god. Alright. Hazel smashes a alchemist fire into this thing's face.
Kill it.
Just slap it with an alchemist fire.
All right, Natty 17 for a 34.
Exactly a critical hit, so
dead.
Cool. So shitload of fire.
Please let Hazel get every kill on this encounter. Please, Jake.
I'll see.
Where are my D8s? All right, there they are.
I'll subscribe to the DPS if you do.
It's insulting you have in here, but go on.
Well, I don't believe in us.
Oh, okay. Understand.
Okay, wow. So, 30 damage of fire. Right.
Please describe your kill as it has 7 HP left.
Yeah.
Very similar to the Bogeyman, except for this napalm just burns this thing's face off because I literally smashed it right into its face.
Yeah. As the bugaboo covers its face trying to get the sticky napalm off. And you can see the souls starting to leave their wounds and eyes and orifices. And
the bugaboo is burning.
The knight all of a sudden gets really quiet now. The constant screaming and whispering of souls has finally left the area.
Ooh.
I don't know if you guys would know this, but the thing about the bogeyman is that the devour soul thing means that they don't even go to the boneyard.
Mm-hmm.
They're just done.
So these souls can now, they just disappear.
Yeah.
So now these souls can actually like go on to the afterlife, and who knows how old each of them were.
Lionel stumbles up to Hazel. Gods, Cobalt, who taught you to kill like that?
But natural born skill. And lots of time in the lab.
I've never seen anything so impressive.
Yeah, you did okay yourself. Yes.
Well, I always do.
Did she score any kills?
Oh yeah, I got plenty of kills. But not this particular fight. That was all you.
Hey, you killed the cat, the bogeyman, the bugaboo.
I think you maybe did total 30 damage the whole fight.
Yeah, probably.
But you got every kill.
A little more than that now, but yeah.
That was the funniest fucking thing.
I'm a kill stealer. Alright, let's get these goblins home.
You say kill steal, I say killer instinct.
I love that game.
I see they're all dead, and let's just get the hell out of here.
You guys gather up the kobolds. They fall at your feet, thanking you. The Bumble Brasters explain,
We came out here to search for Big Bumble again, and she was gone. We couldn't find her. This horrible man.
They keep talking about this Big Bumble. I have no idea what the fuck these people are talking about.
I don't think anybody knows what they're talking about.
No, Big Bumble, Big Bumble, Big Bear, Big Bumble.
You realize if you say the name over and over again, it doesn't actually give me information.
We had a mascot. It was a big bear.
Mascot.
What is a mascot?
Are you franchising? What the fuck?
One day,
there'll be a Bumble Brasher camp in every town. One for each side.
Tell me, what is this mascot? I do not understand.
You see, as a tribe, we like to have someone that represents us. And we thought, who better, for alliteration's sake, to have Big Bumble and be a bear?
Oh, I see. Represent you. Kind of like how I represent the heavens.
I don't know what's more impressive, the fact that you were able to tame a brown bear, or you know what alliteration means. True.
Can we please just get back to the Citadel? I am tired of being out here.
No, we must find this Big Bumble. They are of immense importance. If they are supposed to herald this tribe, we must
find them. We must spend the next seven hours. You don't understand, Angel. You don't understand. We don't want a bear in the castle.
We do want.
Wait, how much HP does Truma have? Just stab and he goes away.
We all just kill
him. I'm gonna dismiss the angel, finally. Thanks. Just stab him.
Kill him and get that sweet angel meat.
So tasty. Coveted. By
That's
Knowles.
The first time we've used it. You guys gather up the kobolds and you all head back.
You mean the goblins?
Yeah, sorry. You guys...
I just grabbed Hazel. Run.
You gather up the goblins. You gather up the Bumble Brasters, and you make your way home, knowing that you were successful. And you spend a long next 8-10 hours walking back. You know how you got here, so it's a little bit shorter than that. But you make your way back, and you see one of the goblins sitting there still playing with the dice.
Those are dangerous.
Why? What are those for? I've never seen them.
Oh, these are very special dice.
Oh, yes?
Yes, they're from Greenleaf Geek.
Greenleaf Geek?
Use the link greenleafgeek.com/dragonpunchsquad or use the discount code at checkout. You can get 10% off selected items.
You're telling me I can get these magnificent... Is that an icosahedron? I've only heard of them in tales.
I don't know what that word means, but yes.
Wow. Well, once I'm able to find this druid, this green leaf geek, I shall be sure to use promo code DRAGONPUNCHSQUAD at checkout to score 10... What is 10? 10% off the order, was it?
That's right, 10% off.
That's incredible.
What is this organization? Can I roll an underworld check?
Only if you have green leaf geek dice.
Shit, I don't.
Wait, I do. I actually have my green leaf
geek dice. Do you have green leaf?
Right,
oh,
here.
Wow. Look at that.
I do, yes. This is from the Perhedral set, so it has a little galaxy cat in the center of it.
Ah, nice.
So, yeah, we are now officially partners with Green Leaf Geek. So, thank you so much, Green Leaf Geek, for collabing with us, partnering with us. Pretty awesome ushering in of the next 100 episodes of the DPS. So yeah, shop Greenleaf Geek. They're a one-woman shop. They are an excellent... I mean, all their dice are amazing. Like, I did sadly have to put this dice into dice jail today, but usually they're not in dice jail.
You know, there are a couple of sets on their site that are sold out. I'm just like, I want it. Give it to me.
I know.
Just wait for that restock, baby.
Not gonna lie, I completely forgot this was a thing. That totally took me off guard. I was like, what are they doing?
I was like, what the hell?
Oh, yeah.
is this a bit?
This is a bit. So, you guys get back to Citadel Terrain. The Warble Bumblebrasher is there with the satyr that you guys told them to go back.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone knows Satyr's
name.
I'll edit it in right here.
Tony.
Because I forgot what his name was. Tony.
I'll pack it.
Tony the Satyr.
There's a big reunion, and all of you are around, and the Bubba Wrestlers are all happy, and the Thorn Scales are happy that they have their partying friends back. There's a big celebration as everyone is joyous. As the four of you are sort of hanging around and walking around the castle, you guys are walking through the halls and you're sort of talking about the Citadel, and you guys, as you're walking through the sort of northern side of it, there's a big flash that comes out from one of the back rooms.
Ah, the back rooms.
And as you guys kind of look at each other like, what the heck was that? You go to this room where a library was being built. And Aleph is gone.
Oh no. That is actually insane.
I'll see you guys next time.
Oh no.
Oh my god. What the actual fuck, Jake? Do whatever you want to Lionel. Kill Benson. Leave Aleph alone. He's suffered enough.
Oh my gosh. Choma throws up the deuces and blinks out.
No, not my problem.
No. We have to get Choma drunk. All right. Like, this is called beer. What is this beverage?
I know what
it
beer is.
It tastes of holy water, but fine.
This is called moonshine.
Thank you everyone for listening to our episode 100 special. And remember to visit greenleafgeek.com/DragonPunchSquad and make sure to use the discount code DragonPunchSquad at checkout for 10% off selected items. We will see you next week.